The Vacation Job by Sabrina Ill. Read by Hana Nobira. Mostly, Parker hated vacations. Or rather, what most people usually called a vacation. Sitting around doing nothing, lounging on a beach or at a restaurant, or giving away stacks of their money to people they didn't know for no reason Parker could make sense of. But lately, vacations had had more of an appeal. She had been planning to spend the week in Beijing. She hadn't been to the Palace Museum in a while. They had a new exhibition and a few artifacts with her name written on them. But then they were in the office, and Hardison invited her over for sushi, and Elliot coughed, and Nate raised an eyebrow, and she never did end up using her plane ticket. Instead, she spent a few minutes watching Elliot and Hardison make out on the sofa before taking her clothes off and heading to the bedroom. Hardison came in a few seconds later. Elliot joined them after putting away the food. She kissed Hardison before tossing him onto the bed and climbing on top. His hands caressed her back, mouth warm and open against her lips. Then Elliot's hands joined them along with Elliot's mouth, kissing down her spine, massaging her muscles. It made Parker sigh appreciatively, which in turn made Hardison's hand slip down from her lower back to her pussy. Parker moaned, grabbing his hand, setting the rhythm, showing him where his fingers would do the most good. Elliot moved lower, settling himself between her thighs, kissing his way down her back. Hardison's fingers were already fucking her when Elliot's tongue found her clit, and Parker moaned, loud and appreciative, into Hardison's mouth. Hardison smiled at her brightly between kisses, keeping his hands on her clit while Elliot's tongue licked down and inside, thrusting into her. Parker spread her legs wider, planting them firmly on either side of Hardison's hips. It didn't take long. It never did with these two, before her skin was tingling and her eyes were closed, and she was moaning constantly, digging her fingers into Hardison's hair and feeling his tongue lapping at her open mouth. The orgasm was good. Hardison took his hands away to hold her close to his chest, while Elliot continued licking for a while, until she moved. When she rolled off, landing on her back, Elliot stayed crouched where he was, now between Hardison's legs. He looked up at him with a wet face and hungry eyes, and Parker smiled, watching Hardison gulp visibly. Elliot spent less than 2 seconds tearing off Hardison's boxers before taking them into his mouth. Hardison groaned, closing his eyes and relaxing into the mattress. Hardison was a very good kisser, so Parker kissed him, taking the lead to make up for his current inability to do so much as form syllables with Elliot's mouth around his cock. She rubbed his nipples, flicking them gently, and heard him gasp. Hardison's hand reached for Elliot's hair. Elliot didn't like it when people messed with his hair, but sometimes Hardison couldn't help himself. Sex was one of the few occasions when Elliot was willing to forgive the transgression. Eventually, Parker got an idea and left the bed to rummage around the room. "Yes, yes," Hardison said, mouth no longer busy with kissing. "God, yes." Elliot pulled off, making Hardison whine, and gave him a wicked grin before getting back to the blowjob, going faster than before. Parker finally found a bottle of lube and landed back on the bed, walking up behind Elliot and pulling down the underwear he was still ridiculously wearing. She needed to institute a rule about not being clothed when other options were available. Elliot turned back to look at her, his hand around Hardison's cock. Parker raised her eyebrow and Elliot nodded, spreading his legs wider, mouth landing back on Hardison. Parker slicked up her fingers and pushed one in, watching Elliot still and shudder. Hardison used the pause to sit up and lean against the headboard to get a better view. Parker kept the pace slow at first, working up to pushing her whole finger into Elliot's ass. After the initial pause, he didn't really have a reaction until Parker was up to 2 fingers, shoving them in roughly, making him moan around Hardison, making Hardison curse and grab the sheets in turn. After Hardison came, Elliot shoved his feet out of the way and sprawled out on the mattress, sighing and moaning softly when Parker's fingers slowed down again, deep, long strokes this time. He didn't say much. He didn't usually talk during sex, unless Hardison was really working on him, and then he'd grudgingly try to verbalize sensations to Hardison's satisfaction. Parker looked around the room, locking eyes with Hardison, utterly spent on the bed. "Please tell me you have something," she said, hoping he'd catch her meaning. Elliot certainly did, whimpering under her. Hardison took a few seconds to clue in. Parker looked down at her fingers inside Elliot, and then Hardison coughed and said, I might have. He went to the closet and started rummaging around, throwing clothes on the floor until he found what he wanted in one of the drawers. The dildo wasn't very big, and the shape wasn't what Parker preferred, but Elliot was practically panting before it even touched him, so Parker smiled and considered it a success. Hardison watched for a while, swallowing, eyes glued to Elliot's hips, rising off the bed with every upstroke. After a while, Parker's hand was getting tired, and Hardison was obviously torn between kissing Elliot and continuing to watch, so she grabbed his hand and handed over the dildo. "Your turn," she informed him, kissing him to cement the deal. Parker took up Hardison's old spot, sitting up against the headboard, watching Hardison fuck Elliot with increasingly brutal thrusts, while Elliot's groans got increasingly louder. It made Parker a little breathless, and her hand was quickly buried between her thighs. Elliot's eyes flew open, moans almost incessant now, when he caught sight of Parker. He licked his lips, offering. Parker grinned and moved down the bed, giving him better access. She knew Elliot was more willing than able, too distracted to get her off in earnest, but his occasional licks certainly helped. She massaged her own nipples and rubbed herself with her other hand. "God damn, do you have any idea how hot this is?" Hardison said breathlessly, torn between looking down at Elliot and staring at Parker. Elliot snorted, moaning loudly on the same breath, which sounded ridiculous and made Parker giggle. Afterwards, there was showering and an attempt at putting on clothes that Parker quickly shot down, and then leftover sushi. "So, dildos," Elliot said, eyeing Hardison with a thin smile. Was all Hardison said before Elliot coughed and added, "We should get you some handcuffs," and took another drink of the wine. The end.